Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm here to present something about the project that I have been doing for some time in my library, titled Library Syndicated Content for the Digital Natives Era. It's a one simple point is that in the era of syndicated content, usually the libraries are the consumer of those content, or sometimes even they don't use it. But it is my belief that libraries should make use of the syndicated content from outside. And the second point I would like to make is that that libraries have myriads of wonderful content that can be served as syndicated content to others as well. So with that, I would like to start my presentation. Just a little bit of overview about what we are going to talk about today. It's about backgrounds, a little bit of backgrounds. And I would like to tell you a little bit about Desa Informasi. Desa means village, so it's an information village. It's the name of the institutional repository system that we are developing in Petra Christian University Library. And then, of course, a little bit of a definition about syndicated content, and then what are the syndicated contents available at libraries, any kind of libraries, especially higher education institutions library. And then, what are the possible syndicated contents that we can use for libraries, as well as from libraries to the world. And then, of course, a little bit of examples of the project. A little bit background about the country. Where I live is a city named Surabaya. It's the second largest city in Indonesia. But the joke is it's actually the fifth largest city, because the first city is Jakarta, the second is Jakarta, third Jakarta, and fourth Jakarta, and fifth is Surabaya. So just to show you how big of a difference is, between Jakarta and Indonesia. But it has approximately 3.5 million people, so I think it's even bigger than München, I believe. So this is the map of Indonesia, and this is Surabaya. Okay, just in case of any of you don't know, this is Jakarta, and this is Singapore, and I believe you know, most of you know about this, Bali. So we are very close to Bali than Jakarta. So just in case you decide to, you would like to visit. Okay, and a little bit also about the institutional background. Petra Christian University is a medium size. We have 8,000 approximately active students, with mostly they are undergraduate students. We do have a number of graduate students, but the majority is undergraduate students. And then we are a teaching intensive university, although we are trying to be a research oriented university, but that's not the case for the time being. And then a little bit fact about our library. We have only 150,000 holdings as compared to the libraries in Germany. And we have also 180,000 digital resources. These kind of resources are not online journals that we are subscribing, but these are the kind of resources that what we call in Indonesia local content, meaning the content that we produced as a university. Circulation, approximately 68,000 per year, and then with the physical visitations, roughly about 150,000 a year, with the 3.7 million number of visits, or 71.6 million hits, that's access to our institutional repository. The library, since we have mostly undergraduate students, we need to come up continuously to innovate new ways to communicate with our students, because they are now the digital natives. I mean, the digital natives are now entering the university, so we have to change our paradigm on how we communicate with the students. Now, let's talk about a little bit of Desa Informasi. It's an institutional repository of local content resources. I'm not sure if local content is a general term, but in Indonesia, we use this term to describe digital resources that are produced by our campus communities, or in certain cases can also be produced by other parties outside of the universities, but that are incorporated into the university. Okay. We have a digital thesis and eDimensi is a kind of it's a journal, scientific journal articles. And digital thesis, it's obvious from the name. And then we also capture work of arts from our campus communities. So it's not just textual, quote-unquote, scholarly, but also visual resources. We also try to capture the history of our university in terms of various kind of documents, commencement book, new students' orientation, seminars, workshops, conferences, in terms of photographs, brochures, everything, posters. And then, of course, Surabaya Memory is a digital heritage project that we initiated in 2001, contains mostly historical photographs. And the extension of this project is what we call Desa Informasi Television. So I'll show you a little bit of our content later. But the idea is that with all these digital resources, we provide them for free. Everyone can access it. No username, no password. So everyone from everywhere can access it through the internet. But then people have to go there and search it. Okay. So what I had in mind is that how we could advertise these contents to the people who might not know that they even need it or like it. So it's kind of an advertising or marketing of this content through the digital signage technology. It's like a add-on application to help the society to know about our content. This is a kind some of the resources that we have in Surabaya Memory. We have, of course, historical pictures, but we do have paintings. But historical paintings, meaning that the artist would do some research before doing the paintings. So what he or she painted would reflect the almost the real condition of the city in certain time in the past. This is some kind of visual resources that we have available in our repository. These are traditional patterns, ethnic patterns that are available. We have 250 different ethnic groups in Indonesia, and each has its own language and its own culture. So each will have its own ethnic patterns that are very unique. So the students from the Faculty of Art and Design would do the research, and then they would come up with either a mixture of these designs or come up with the design, traditional pattern, and then develop it into a more contemporary design. We capture them also. And this is part of the history about our university. We capture the posters. There are so many posters with wonderful designs all over campus. So we try to capture all of them, including the non-visual resources as well. Now, about syndicated content. Well, this is my own definition. Contents that can be used or reused by other institutions. So one, some institutions or some individuals will create the content, and many more parties or individual or institutional parties will make use of that content. And then I would argue that syndicated content is useful for information dissemination and promoting some issues, some products or some issues. And then I would argue that libraries could use these syndicated contents from other institutions or sources to enhance our services as libraries to our students. But on the other hand, libraries, we do have all wonderful contents, like what we have in Petra Christian University Library. We have those contents, and those contents can be syndicated out, whether in the scope of campus-wide or beyond the campus boundaries. because with the internet era, I mean, time and place is virtual now. What we do to achieve this is first, of course, to make our content to be Facebook friendly, meaning that our students or whoever can just search something and then with a one or two clicks of a button, he or she can share the visual resources on his or her Facebook profile. This is pretty simple. There are many freely available applications that we can use. It's kind of just a little bit of tweaking here and there. Okay, and I once ran into this Amazon widget. Okay, I might need to use that. Okay, with Amazon widgets, we could select some of the titles of the books and put it into our shopping cart. And then we could produce a kind of animation with all kinds of nice effect. And then we have the Get Widget button there that we could copy and paste the script into our own website or blogs. And then we have the nice animated pictures of the scrolling book covers. Okay. That makes me thinking that why not adopt the similar techniques to promote or advertise our content to our users. And then other examples would be common example about syndicated content would be weather and general news or topical information, design, architecture, about arts, any kind of subject you can think of are available on the internet. And usually they are available in the form of RSS, real simple syndication, that we can use. Now, those are what available outside in the world. What about in the libraries? We have metadata, bibliographic records of our holdings. We have also book covers, DVD covers, and if we don't have it, there are myriads of covers available on the internet that are freely available, and we can use that. Digital, either full text or full image resources, like what I have shown you before. And of course, circulation transaction. I believe that this is also nice information that we can share or serve to our users. General library news or info, general facts, anything, and miscellaneous information. Now, adopting what the Amazon has done, I try to come up with this. So basically, we take some collections from our library collections based on certain criteria, whether new arrivals, books with certain topics or certain subjects, or books that are published in certain years, and then presented those book covers as a slideshow. I believe that by using this approach, we can promote more use for our library resources. Students or researchers who might not know about these resources because they don't search for it might have certain interest and might use the resources that we display here. And another example about Surabaya Memory. The same approach, and then we can, this is still in an experimental stage, so all the effects are still the same, but we could provide nicer, wonderful animation that can attract attention to of the users. And of course, the first image is from a small kid that are drawing traditional pattern. And then these are also from some kids. We did a lot of outreach activities to outreach to the society. And some of their works, we also document that also. Now, those are the resources that I believe that we can syndicate out to the world. But on the other hand, we could also use syndicated resources from outside for our services. And for example, this is some nice pictures in the subject of design and architecture. We could provide our users with certain information, okay, and as a credit also for the producer. Now, just to be quick, we have not done this, but we plan to have images from material library also in our system. Other kind of information, circulation information we could provide. This book has just been lent out, so quotations, etc., etc. Then library news stream. Okay, we could just copy and paste some scripts, and then we could have a library stream on the students' blogs. Embedded library search box. Students can provide search box to our library without having to leave their blogs. Okay, and then class schedules, of course. Students' activities, etc., etc. This is just a sample, just two more slides. This is still an experimentation, but we try to put it how it will work in a real LCD screen. And of course, this is the class schedule, but these are all still experimental. So. When I got back from here, I will have to work hard to complete this project and for the launching date, maybe in September. And to summarize, I do believe that digital natives have certain characteristics. One of them is information sharing and connectivity. And with this characteristic, I do believe that with the syndicated content in or from libraries, we could use that to facilitate as a language, quote unquote, to reach out to our digital native students. And I believe libraries have numerous great contents. Libraries can act as users or producers of syndicated content. So not just as users, but also as producers of syndicated content. And I believe that based on our experience, when we have this kind of approach and project, we will have further development that will go beyond the traditional boundaries of libraries. We will reach out to the society as a whole. And with that, I would like to end my presentation by thanking Bibliothek und Information Deutschland and Goethe Institute for sponsoring me to come here. Thank you.